Those cords.
That would not be good.
That would okay.
Be. We just got them all repaired.
See ya.
Okay. We'll call our meeting back to order. And we're ready to have a work session with Nikki.
Go ahead, Nick. What do you got?
Tell us what you
I
got.
I handed you the agenda for this week.
Yes.
Yeah, we do that when we accept the agenda. There's any questions or changes you need to make?
I have a question.
Okay.
It's probably a Joan question or Ron question. Biosolid letter of support.
I know that one. Is. Anyway, we have to have a letter accompanied with the application. Let me start over. Tuesday is. Let me back up again. The 31st of January is the last date for special appropriations at the federal level.
Right.
In order for them to physically have the paperwork in their hands January 31st, we have to have a support letter along with the packet of requests.
Okay.
That is all supposed to be to us by the end of business today with the letter, and then we are going to vote on a letter of support.
Okay.
This is the timing that they gave us to get the special appropriations request to timeline. Right. So that's what that letter is. It's just basically saying we...
I knew it was coming.
Yep.
Some.
That's what that is.
Okay.
Obviously, Wednesday we're out.
Yeah.
The weather looks horrible, by the way.
Yeah.
Somebody said something.
They're calling for freezing rain.
I know.
Wednesday morning.
I forget.
Starting from the north going south.
This was last week. Before
yeah,
was
we're
it?
Right in the middle of the...
Yeah, and we're supposed to be in Jeff City.
My plan is to catch a ride with
Ziegenfuss?
Kathy Clark from Stone.
Oh, yep. Yep.
Are you coming back or are you going to stay up there?
Well, I plan to stay and then I plan not to stay. Right now I'm packing my clothes, but hopefully I don't have to stay.
I'm mission.
I'm at Diane Palmer. Jimmy, he's out in Arizona. They got up there in that 45 inches of snow.
Oh my no.
That's horrible.
All right.
No, I don't have anything else, Nick, on here.
Okay, then I'll do it.
Speak with Gary.
Yeah.
And try to post something this week on the postage machine.
I'm going to just let you guys, two commissioners, I'm going to pull some more executive minutes out, put them in a folder, circulate them for you guys to sign off on so we can vote on some more.
Okay.
Because we're way behind. And so if we can get on a 30-day rotation, that may be good, but we got to catch up first.
Okay.
All right. So I was just going to, I remember that.
Well, we didn't catch up the other day when we did that whole bunch.
We got to April. Then.
We got to April. Oh, really?
Yeah.
We need to get here too.
Yeah, we're way behind.
Okay.
We didn't approve one. We didn't approve any for 11 months.
I'm not patting myself on the back or nothing, but I think we had through December and most of it.
Yeah.
I thought all of us had read them.
No, not through that.
No?
Just through April.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Not pointing any fingers.
I thought it was over here. All right. Please do that.
Yes, we'll get some more.
Disciplining us there. That'd be great.
And then we have the homeowners thing on Tuesday night yet.
That is correct. And I've pulled a boner there because... I'm supposed to be at OCAC at 6:30, so I'm hoping it's a short meeting.
Well, it should be, because all I'm going to do is reiterate what the previous motions were and the direction.
Right.
And they're basically going to say something that, I don't know, yeah, it should be pretty quick, I would think.
I think I did tell you, or get word to you, that it is the board, it's not the whole association, or that's what I've been told.
Good. I think Frank's coming, too, I think.
Yeah, that, right.
Good. Everything else looks fine?
It's good to me.
I'm going to do some catch-up upstairs.
Okay. Can you put your wellness hat on real fast?
Sure.
Where's the lock system? How's that coming along? Do you know anything about it?
I know I have a couple of emails.
Okay.
But I don't know details.
We didn't get our lock system.
It's not in yet?
It's gotten parts of it. It's not completely in yet.
Okay.
There's a software issue, and they are trying to fix it on their end.
Okay.
Gym Assistant, which is the vendor we got it from.
Right. So what about, how are people using it? I mean,
they're signing in.
Signing in, going through from the IT side. So people are just signing in to make sure they're...
And from my understanding, they're doing a wonderful job at signing in.
Okay. So if you come in early, say if you come in, it's supposed to open at 6?
Uh-huh.
Correct.
You can't get in?
No,
yes,
you can't.
Can.
It's unlocked. It's unlocked, but you have to sign in. There's some signage down there.
Outdoor? Is unlocked or
no? Outdoors unlocked too, because that maintenance unlocks all the doors at 6.
Okay.
Yeah, when they get here, they get here at 5 or 5:30.
Well, Renee came to me with a question about that, and from my understanding, we had discussed the outside door was going to be an exit only.
It is, right.
So she is not opening that door.
That, the double glass door.
Correct.
Correct.
So it's not open to the outside at 6 o'clock in the morning?
The outside door is not. They have to come through the building.
Yes, they will have to physically come through the courthouse.
Okay,
right.
But the normal courthouse doors are open, just not those double glass doors downstairs.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
The double glass doors, the concern there was, my concern, let's put it my concern, we double unlocked at 6:30 and there's no one around, they could some of that equipment could disappear.
That's exactly where I was coming
from. So those double doors are exit only.
Without the card to let you in, we don't want that door open.
Correct.
Okay.
And so that's, you're working on all that.
Yeah.
I hear good things. I've heard some, I've got some, you guys have got some emails too.
Yeah, saying, yeah, Susie, nice, Braden was, sends a nice little email.
So I know a lot of people are using it, so that's all I had.
Very good. Thank you. Okay.
Oh, no, there was one more thing. Nikki, you were sent an email from Gary Morgan's meeting we had, of a letter that he wants to send out to all employees. You were emailed, and basically, would you please print it out and put it in our mailboxes? I went down and talked to Gary. Gary did send it to Nikki, but of course you were gone Friday, and he didn't know that.
That's okay.
So print it out and put it in our box.
The education letter, the issue that we talked about.
And he said, if you want to, he said, that's the draft. Write on if you don't like it, and then he'll redo it and wants to send it out.
All right. So
is this a letter you're going to?
Gary's going to send out.
Okay, but you guys are going to look at it today?
Yes.
You want it?
Yep, today.
Yeah, we need to get that out.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
So you can laugh at me, but what I'm understanding is, when I have my, whatever page you call that, my computer is on. When I go to, say I go to look up Beacon for a property or something, I have to go in the net, right?
No.
Well, I wondered that.
Yeah, you like this right now is the internet here.
Correct.
Okay? But if you go to Tenney County website, we're not hitting outside. We're going internal.
Okay.
And if you go to One Beacon, which is departments. Here you're talking about this, right? Here, right?
Exactly.
That's all internal. So that doesn't go out. The servers are downstairs.
Okay. So on that side also is a, whatever you call it, where you can jump over to news.
Like here you mean?
No, no. Go back to the Tenney County.
Right there.
All right. If you go down here, you can click on different news outlets.
Yeah, that's it now. That's normal.
But my question is that time?
That's internet. That's
internet time being.
Well, don't think of it time. Think of it as time. Think of it as bandwidth. And the best way to think about it is we have an 8-lane highway to the internet, and every one of these things is a car or a motorcycle on the internet. A YouTube video is like a semi truck. And this new stuff is like a little moped.
Okay.
We only have so much room for YouTubes. And that's what Gary gave us a bandwidth update Thursday, I think it was.
Okay.
And we got some unique users of YouTube, which we are going to educate. This email talks about educational YouTube is classified one thing. Other stuff will be killed or throttled. So anyway, that is small. This is small.
I'll ask no more after this one. And that is these sites here. These sites here.
All of them
are using the tiny. They're using the little car.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So. If,
nope. Come on.
No.
We're in administrative right now. We're finishing up Nikki, but come on in.
So, how about these?
These are internal. These are all.
So if you left it.
Yeah, but that
page,
you're not using hardly any. I mean, I looked at what the bandwidth was.
All right.
I mean, I can show you. It's stiff like this. I want to show you. The Branson Weather. I mean, shoot, the weather.com. I'll show you what starts.
That uses it quite a bit.
That uses a lot more. This is the one that really, right here. This is the one that we had 5,000 hits on this website alone in 1 week.
Holy.
Internally, Lord. Was this website here.
Okay.
And that's just the weather, but the problem is with weather is that they've got, you know, all this interactive data here, and of course this is video, and that's video, But then you start pulling up, let me go to the radar map here.
And these are the sides that was talked about that are left on.
If we, what we wanted to do
it's
is
really not being used, we're just left on, but it's taking our,
right.
Taking our width, our bandwidth.
Our bandwidth, right. Yes, right. But we're going to, you know, that's part of that email. I think we'll see a
good
savings there. So,
okay. How about some administrative? Anybody got administrative? Minnie, do you have something for us?
No.
You just listening? Okay.
Oh, I thought you had something. You just went here for the show.
Let's see.
Okay, do we want to have a here, administrative, because Bob is scheduled, what, at 10:30, I think?
Yeah. If y'all are all right, I've got a list of administrative if I can find them here.
Okay, whenever you're ready. I've got some.
If you got some.
Are we going to have another meeting about what Alan Cantrell talked about, having a work session with the city? I mean, what he's talking about is a city and a county work session and review what Stone County does for the homeless prevention program that he was talking about. Is that something that we want to pursue, or we want to wait another next report and see what he says? Because what he's talking about is a pretty big undertaking.
I would like to be more knowledgeable about it, so yes, I'd say we need a meeting.
Okay. Well,
I don't know if we need to ask Branson.
Okay.
Or we just need to get our hands on it ourselves first. I don't care.
How about we get Alan to send us what he's got, that program? Because didn't he say there's a full program set up? And
I missed that.
Okay.
The other thing, and I don't know if we want to dive into this big thing either, is the shelter. Do we want to try to partner or be a part of a partnership that hooks all the other organizations and his and the cities? And I was thinking back as he was talking that we had one years ago. And at Branson Hills Assembly, they had a big basement. And it was just the community, I think, put it together.
Right.
And it was at the right time, and it worked well for, I think it worked well. And so.
That's fine. I'll write a note to Alan. We'll start the process. We'll just move slow on that.
Let's do that.
Go ahead. You're administrative.
Okay. FYI, I visited for a good long while with our P&Z folks on the FEMA issue. I stopped at Archer's on the way up the street, and they've given me a phone number to Sanborn, who is the outfit that takes the LIDAR and does their magic to make it useful.
Okay.
And I didn't try to call them yet because I didn't want to get tied up to, or run out of time. So anyway, I'm hoping to talk to them. There was conversation last week about we ought to be able to just do this and this, and you've got those. So anyway, just trying to work on that. We made a commitment to have a work session.
Right.
And so I was just trying to prepare, or am working to prepare for that work session. The minutes show, Danny, that you said Mr. Strahan would like to send a letter to FEMA and ask that they honor the county's coordinates on elevations in order to amend the floodplain maps. So I don't know if you want to, I'm not sure how that all works, the coordinates and elevation.
What
did you want to work on that letter?
No, I'd like to discuss that with Randy, and I would like to just send a letter to him, ask him that all the other government organizations, including the Corps of Engineers and everybody else, use our coordinates for elevations, and why don't they use them?
Okay.
You know, that's...
So you'll talk to Randy and try to work that out?
That's what I was going to talk to Randy and see if he could work that up, or have Frank or someone work it up, and then all three commissioners sign it with our road and bridge department and Randy, who does the...
Okay. One question I had in reviewing the minutes was, we only got one bid on the Jeeps and the...
That's a big question. Jeeps, that's what I was in discussion with him about.
I thought we had three bids. We had some no bids.
We had no bids. The reason they had no bids is because the Friday before they got the information sent to them on Monday, the Jeep plant closed.
What?
Yeah.
Holy man.
So that's where... That's the reason I called Jimmy into the hallway to tell him that I had talked to the bidder, and he said that they weren't going to be able to supply those, so they're looking around for comparables as far as the... that's six Jeeps. That's 100 and... I forget how many, $140,000 or $160,000, so...
So we may not get those Jeeps.
Nope, we won't. There's a good chance that we won't.
Just remind me of this when we get to talk to Linda. It says in the minutes that Trilex Ford is the only responder on the bid. So there were some issues back on that.
Okay.
And we just need to talk to Linda. And my suggestion is going to be that she might, or maybe one of us needs to visit with some other dealers, because I think maybe that through our own process, people were not treated well, or didn't feel like they were treated well, or something that...
I think
for some reason that people... I mean, we used to get bids from a number of different locations, so something's not...
Well, in this case, I think the plant being shut down, that they received notice of it later than anybody else did. I think they went ahead and sent their bid in, and everybody else knew the plant was going to shut down. I believe that's the reason we got the no bids. We had four.
But we also, that might be so on the Jeeps, but we also had bids on Dodge Chargers.
How many do we
have? The other thing is that people are going to know what the state bid is. That's probably why they made a no bid it.
Right. But why would Trilex Ford, evidently they're hungrier than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
My main point, though, that grab a hold of this is I'm concerned that people weren't treated well. Bidders were not treated well. And they've said, you're not going to give me a fair shake at this, so why should I waste time?
You're talking about years past?
In years past.
Gotcha. Okay.
We have new lady there, Linda's.
I see what you're saying. I wasn't getting to... I wasn't.
My fault, I'm sure. Anyway, so we can talk to Linda on that one. There was a question came up Friday for Mark Parent and his vacation. And we need to visit with him, I guess.
Okay.
Don brought it up, and I don't know if he's been taking his vacation in years past. I've been here 3 years.
Okay.
And if you don't use it, you lose it.
Right.
Anyway, we just need to visit with him to see if he needs a break like the rest of us.
Okay.
Anyway, we just need to talk to him. And, I could email him or call him and see about that. Also, we need to give Mike Schofield, and he stopped me out here in the hall. I had it on the list, but didn't have it on my mind. He had asked about us, their new employee, waiving the 90-day wait.
Right.
On benefits, health insurance.
Well, didn't we ask Dixie?
Yes. I asked Don.
Can we do it?
We can do it.
Okay. I thought we were asking, wasn't there a reason why we...
The only reason why is we haven't done it otherwise.
Okay.
I mean, We used to be a
Because she was a part-timer or something like that?
Been a part-timer for, she's nearly a full-time.
It's a half-time paid by Christian County.
Is there any issue why we wouldn't waive it? Besides we're setting...
The only reason I can see is we've not done that before. We've said no before.
We have said no before? Okay.
Well, we need to say yes or no. You want to take time? You all want to visit with Don a minute? I can bring it back up later.
Yeah, bring it up. We'll be an executive pretty soon about personnel because we got some other personnel. Maybe at the end, if we don't run out of time, we can have that conversation.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I would like to go ahead and post, or whatever the right term is, our economic development director site or job offer.
I asked, can I tell you what, I called Tim Connell. I was in the car in the parking lot talking to Tim.
Good morning.
And Tim is supposed to review the job description.
Okay.
If you remember, we told Tim to get a job description together.
Okay.
And they're supposed to do that. I guess the IDA meets at 3 today.
Oh, okay.
We're not posted, though, are we?
No.
And I asked if I was supposed to. I was told I didn't have to.
Okay.
Well, who told you that?
Oh, I wonder which one. Good morning, Mr.
Hughes. It's me, I guess.
Well, I know he has got it posted, and I wasn't planning to go to it.
Okay.
They had he has a full agenda.
Okay, so he's going to talk about today is where you were headed?
Yeah, he is supposed to bring it up today because Jeff Seifert was supposed to provide to him what Jeff sees across the region.
Okay,
so Wonderful. That's on the agenda. I know on the agenda to discuss.
I'd like to suggest, let me say that we make a work session for cell phones. Who's got them, who needs them, who doesn't need them, that's got them, all those kind of things. And on that line a little bit, I noticed in the bills last month that Verizon, just a standard cell phone, our cost is like $20,
mm-hmm.
but the BlackBerry's is like $78.
No, it's $49. It should be $49.
I need to look at that because I'm just... almost positive it's like $78 they're charging us for the BlackBerry service.
Okay.
And I can check there.
I know Nikki is meeting with Verizon right now mm-hmm. to go over the final contract that they're providing, that they want us to switch over
okay.
to get all those details, and then she's going to come over and visit with us. So, I mean, their timing's right.
Good time. Okay. And then we have... Jillian, could you help us put this? We probably better put that elected official meeting back on the agenda.
Are you about department heads? I believe Mr. Friendly said he's having it anyway because he has a guest speaker.
But are you going to be there? Are you just going to post it anyway?
I'm saying we ought to go ahead and post it. A, the weather might get us.
Okay.
And B, if I catch a ride, it may be late enough that I can go ahead and be here because it was like 9 o'clock.
It's a 9 o'clock posting.
Okay. And Danny's going to work whatever. Anyway, just to be safe, I think we better post it.
Yes, sir.
Please.
But does it have to be that particular day? I would like to attend, but I can't attend it that day.
I think he's, from what I understand from Mr. Finley, he has a guest speaker coming in. He had also purchased some things to bring to the meeting that morning that...
Yeah, he has a guest speaker talking about timesheets and overtime.
Yeah.
And when I saw that Jim and I are going to be gone, I said something, and we found out what you just heard. So.
Yeah.
He's got pastries and stuff like that coming as well that he's ordered free.
You better not come. Pastries?
Not with pastries.
Off the shores.
And this is an old follow-up note I made from December 23rd. We got an invite from Karen Miller about an IS department training thing.
Yes.
Gary was interested. Is that time to already go?
No, Gary's supposed to be going. He's ready. He's ready. RSVP'd. He's going.
Okay.
Yep.
I didn't know.
Yeah, it's an IS. Would you just send an email? I talked to Gary and I talked to Karen, and Karen was at MacBoard, and Karen said that Gary had already RSVP'd. Now, I know he's got some other personal things he's working on, so.
What's the title of it? So I'll know exactly what
it's a First Class County's IT Round Tables Discussion.
Sounds right. That's my list. Anything else, administrator?
When is that?
For Gary?
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact date. I know he had it, but I don't remember. It's just for him. But
I know, but I didn't know his attendance. What? Scheduled. How his schedule worked with his attendance. Okay. Yeah, let's go on.
Yeah, I don't know the answer.
Paulson coming? Anybody seen that?
I haven't seen them.
Okay. That's what's next on our agenda.
Well, I can give you a...
You got something
else? I have an email.
All right.
Said, I'll just read it. I won't tell you who it's from. Yesterday, the news about Haiti shows that Taney County and Haiti have something in common. This is from a citizen.
All right.
Neither entities has building codes. It claimed that many lives would have been spared with proper building codes in place.
I
could go on, but you kind of know what the...
I've received that. I received that email also.
Okay.
Well, we're ready for you.
And I called Mr. Buck Bald, is that right?
Oh, is he going to say his name?
He's very pleasant. He was... Anyway, I had a nice visit with him, and he was aware of the vote, and... Anyway,
just to let you know, and you guys did get some emails about CCAM for next week, just to let you know.
I don't remember that.
Just came in this morning.
Haven't seen it.
One is just, we are still doing a rally at the State House on the 4th, and the hospitality suites are still going to be in place, and that we're breakfast with the senators and representatives has been canceled because they're not going to show. We're still having breakfast, just not with them.
Gotcha.
So those are the two things I think I saw. That's the only two things I've seen so far.
And we're in the main.
We're in the
main building.
Yep.
Okay.
And we check in. You have to check in on Wednesday, no later than 2:00.
All right.
It's about a $500 deal if you don't make it, as I remember.
And I think it comes off your salary.
Yes, sir.
I think they get a $2,000 fine on your salary. So
I had a great idea, I thought.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
This was years ago.
Okay.
We all passed the hat, collect the $500.
And did what didn't go then?
And stay home and see the video, which is what you're going to do.
Well, right.
$500. Man, that'd save the county a ton of money. But that won't work.
It's amazing to watch how many county commissioners get out of the sessions. It's much easier for them. I watched them. I mean, last year was my first year to watch them. They start this. Well, they sign up and they scurry out and they go out and do something. They come back and
you're kidding.
And they don't. I don't think they all sit through all of the sessions. Motion go into executive pursuant personnel, real estate, and all the other ones that Bob has listed.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Motion carries.